Bass fishing is indeed changing, and in particular on the BASS side. And with me is one of the top 10 money winners in the BASS trail, Ron Sheffield. Welcome to the program, Ron.
How you doing, Terry? Glad to be with you today.
Well, I'm doing great. You know, there's a lot of changes. You know, we look at bass fishing over the last probably 3 years at least, and there's just been a ton of changes, some good, some not so good. But recently, Bass announced an Elite 100 trail sponsored by Citgo. It's one of those trails where it really is a pay-to-play type of a deal, and I'm just kind of curious to get your impact on what that's going to do to you.
It's a good concept. The best tournaments I felt like BASS has ever held during my career have been the top 100 events, of which I won the first one back in November of 1987. And at that particular time, it was just 100 fishermen, a $1,000 entry fee. And first place was $80,000 cash and a fully rigged $20,000 Ranger bass boat. But this new trail is set up, and it's been changed and varied throughout the years, no doubt, as far as entry fees and paybacks, but now it's structured around a $5,000 entry fee, and we're going to be faced still. We've got a $100,000 top prize and a $10,000 50th place, last place money payout. And it's good to see that the last place guy is going to get 10 grand, but for the fishermen have to put up $5,000 of their own money and entry fees. I'm not real sure that's real good. I'm real concerned that what's actually going to happen is, of all the fishermen throughout the years that have worked so hard, like myself, for instance, I've spent 20 years of my life fishing just BASS only. It's going to be a real struggle for me with no more sponsor help, and I've got a couple of really good sponsors, but it's still going to be a strain to come up with $5,000 and enter in 11 events. If it was only 6 or 7 events, it wouldn't be quite so bad, Terry, but with 11 events, that's a tremendous investment, $55,000 before you even figure expenses in, and I'm real concerned that it's going to break the fishermen. You know, I don't know if that's good for the sport or not. I mean, it's almost like the objective is to narrow the tournament trail down to 40 or 50 guys with money that can afford to fish, and that's going to be the end result within the next couple of years, and that's kind of the way I see it going.
Well, you know, ESPN has made a very strong point of the fact that they're trying to raise the level of the sport, and really it looks like it is going to be more of an elitist-type field. It's, you know, they've got their Open Series, which now is going to be, you know, a Northern and Southern division, and it's going to be changing a little bit. But in reality, you know, you're looking at a smaller number, and you're looking at maybe press for that smaller number. But the hardest part is, in my opinion, is to see some guys who, as you mentioned, spend a ton of time and have been out there, been, you know, in the trenches, and now all of a sudden it's based on money, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult for a lot of guys.
Well, it really is. You know, and I've had a successful career. I've managed to hang around in the top 10 money winners throughout most of my career. And that's due in part to larger paybacks and winning the right events. But there's a lot of fishermen that are really good fishermen that do not win tournaments, but they still hang around and make money real consistently. And those are the guys that I'm real concerned about it affecting. You have to figure on a realistic thought process that if you're fishing 11 events, you've had a pretty good season if you can draw a check in 7 or 8 of those events. Well, if that's the case and you don't finish any higher the way the payback is structured, above nothing higher than a 26th place finish, which is also $10,000, you're still only going to be recovering $70,000, which is definitely enough to cover your entry fees, but it won't even touch what you're spending on expenses. And so, you know, guys are actually going to make money, but they're going to end up losing money. You know, they're going to make $70,000 back in, but they're going to have $85,000 to $90,000 out in total entries and expenses, and that's going to make it hard. It's going to be really, really hard if you do not win an event.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and I've talked to a lot of anglers. You know, we had Jeff Creed on, we had Matt Heron, some of the guys in the trenches. We've talked to Denny Brower, you know, off the record a little bit about some of the stuff that's been going on. And you know, he looked at it, and I can tell you, you know, he looks at it from the standpoint that it is growing the sport. It is going to change the sport a little bit. And I look at this thing, and I really look at two different avenues. Number one is that you've got a group of guys that have been fishing bass, been very, very loyal to them for a lot of years. And they may or may not be as important as they used to be. The second thing is that, you know, they do have another trail to go to, so that could be advantageous to them.
Well, it could be. You're right. I mean, and I'm looking at that aspect. There's more than one tournament trail. But you know, there again, you've always still. My thought process is that I consider myself one of the elite group of freshmen who's made it out there, and I'm having to take a deep soul searching look at whether or not this is feasible for me on paper, because we can't always count on a good year. You know, you're going to have those bad stretches where you don't win tournaments or you don't make the money in 4 or 5 events. And, you know, and should that happen, it's going to be disastrous for the fisherman that it involves. And, you know, we've always preached that fishing is a sport anyone can enjoy. And it was always a dream of so many guys out there to be a part of that trail. But you're actually getting it to the point that only the people with money and the ability are the ones that's going to be able to fish. It's kind of like you said, it's going to be a very elite group of fishermen that's involved. And I'm not real sure that's not what ESPN wants. I mean, I think, in all honesty, they're trying to base this all on a NASCAR layout, and you know, that's great, but, you know, there's no way we'll ever have a venue that will allow 50 fishermen to be covered where spectators can actually sit and watch them on a controlled area and fish throughout the entire course of a tournament day. It just will not happen that way. And whereas NASCAR fans get to sit in stands and watch them the full width and length of the track all the time, bass fishing will never get to that point. So I'm not real sure we're really gaining anything other than narrowing the amount of participants down.
Well, you're right. You know, and a lot of people have tried to make competitive bass fishing a visible sport, one that you can watch, a spectator sport. And we've proven time and time again that it really doesn't work that way, in particular on large impoundments. Now, when you go to the smaller lakes and stuff, you know, you might have an opportunity to be able to do that. Or if new lakes were built, you know, if you build a lake that allows for stands and some of those kind of things, you might be able to do it. But, boy, that's going to be a costly effort as well.
Oh, no question about it. I'm not sure that the sport is ready to go to where they want it to take it yet. And there again, I'm old school, never really wanted to become a superstar in this sport. I just basically got in it to try and make a living and be successful. It really meant to me the amount of TV time I got, or star status, never has really ever meant much to me as far as an individual basis goes. But I'm going to really have to look long and hard at trying to hustle to try and get more sponsorships if I plan on fishing next year, because it's going to be a real strain.
Well, you know, you think about the $55,000, that's one thing, but you talked about expenses, and I've heard in the neighborhood of $35,000 to $40,000 based on the length and breadth of the country you go to and where you stay and what kind of meals you eat and stuff like that all play into it. But even the campers that I've talked to, you know, the guys that are out there that stay in campers and do that kind of stuff, they're looking at $25,000 just to be able to go out there and have enough gasoline, you know, with the cost of gasoline the way it is now, to be able to afford that.
Well, you're right. You know, nobody knows where this gas price issue is going to stop. You know, unfortunately, most of us tow with big SUVs. Most of my Triton bass boat holds 54 gallons of gas. You know, when you stop and fill up somewhere, goodness, you're looking at what used to be $100 plus. You're looking at nearly $300 now to fill them both up. And on a lot of those lakes, big lakes especially, you can make some really long runs. So, you know, you could be faced with a $200 to $300 gas bill during the course of a 7-day event. And that's the hard part. That's the part that's going to be really hard to justify. Because, you know, after three or four events, I mean, honestly, myself, I don't think bass is going to find 100 fishermen for the very first event. I don't think that they will fill that tournament. I don't think any of them is going to fill. And I think that time we get through four to six of the events, I think the field will already be down to the 60 or 70 guys. And I know that rumor has it they're advertising a full payback, irregardless whether there's 60 fishermen or 100 fishermen. That's yet to be seen in print. So now I'm strictly basing that just on information I have heard from people who attended the meeting.
Well, you know, Ron, I got to tell you, Don Rucks is doing an interview with us right now. He's doing a three-parter, and you know, if you look at that, he does indeed say that they're going to have a payout no matter how many guys they have. And, you know, it's going to be one of these things we're just going to have to look at it, watch it, see what happens, and, you know, kind of hold the course. And I know as an angler, it's got to be frustrating, and it's got to be also a little bit of one of those things that's emotionally draining for you, too, because you got to be able to come up with that $55,000 for the tournament entries.
Well, you know, it's a 300% entry game. I mean, over what we've been paying as far as money goes. And then the top place purse is still basically hasn't changed. And if you really look at it, from what I understand, second place money is actually less than we fished for this last couple seasons. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe the middle of the field and the bottom of the field is what the fishermen, I think, really wanted to see the paybacks increase. But I don't think that we had any intention of 300% increase in entry fees in order to see that happen. There's a lot of people on both sides of the fence. I think a lot of guys are waiting to actually see it all in print. That's basically what I'm doing. I'll make my decision based on what Bass's published deadline for getting deposits in and whether or not I've been able to find someone to pick up the slack. Because the big thing I look at, the one factor that I think a lot of people overlook it, is we know there's a $5,000 entry fee, we know there's $55,000, we're going to be out. But deposits, like they're normally scheduled out here, are going to be like a $15,000 initial deposit fee. Well, you pay that in, and then before your first one or two, I think it's first two events, the deadline is going to come due for those entry fees also. So you're looking, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of, I'm going to say, $25,000 to $30,000 that you're going to have out there either on credit card bills or on checks or money orders or however they're paid for, that you put out of pocket, and you've not even picked up a rod and reel and left your driveway yet. Now, that's going to be hard for a lot of guys to look at that and pull that off.
Well, Ron, I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to pan out. I know you're really anxiously waiting for that, and we appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
I'm glad to be with you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.